can you just explain why you've decided to take this action and why now?
The plans are that St Helier Hospital will lose most of its service that we would expect a hospital to have. So it will lose an A&E, intensive care unit, maternity unit, and 62% of the beds. And there is a plan that it should, all those services should be moved to those sites in Belmont, which is just the far side of Sutton. The reality is that the poorest people and the people in the worst health live around the St Helier estate, and they are the people who disproportionately use the services. And taking them away is a bad thing because people generally have less access to cars, need the services more. And so we are only beginning to understand about how maternity services for Black and ethnic minority women are even more crucial. We know that Black women are five times more likely to die in childbirth than white mothers, which is extraordinary. So the idea that you're going to take a service away from those communities and make it more difficult to get to and to make the services more complicated so that they, when we tackled the NHS about this, their response was to say no kind of prenatal appointments will stay at St Helier, only the delivery will happen at Sutton. But if you split a service, the likelihood of you maintaining your midwife with whom you've got the relationship is less likely. Women are more likely to fall through the cracks. It will also place more pressure on other hospitals because the NHS is a jigsaw. You know, it's the mums who go to St Helier are connected to St George's, to Croydon University. So for some mums in my constituency, rather than go to Belmont, where they'll go to Croydon University. For other mothers, they'll try to get to St George's. So this will cause huge pressure on an area where there are high birth rates, where there are very many health vulnerable mothers health-wise, and it will put pressure on other hospital trusts already under pressure. So I said to all my colleagues in Southwest London, you know, this is what's going to happen. It affects the people in my constituency, but it also affects yours. And universally, they have signed a letter with me to make that point, that they're putting pressure on the places already under pressure and taking services away from the women who need them most.
St Helier is split because it serves Mitcham and Morden, but it also serves Sutton Carshalton, and the birth rate in Sutton, which has fallen, maybe it's not the same for Mitcham and Morden. What's the birth rate like for Mitcham and Morden at the moment?
In parts, our birth rates are very high. Up in Pollard's Hill, we have one of the largest communities of young people under the age of 15. Huge growth in birth numbers that Croydon University feel the pressure from. In St George's at the Tooting Colliers Wood End, we know that many times St George's has to close the doors to its maternity unit and send mothers away, even those in childbirth, to send them off to St Helier because they can't cope with demand, because St George's tends to take a large number of maternity and birth cases where, you know, the babies are at risk or the mothers need particular care. So St Helier is the safety valve for both Croydon University and St George's.
St Helier is in dire need of investment. Does it not make sense to build a new site rather than invest so much money into what is essentially a very outdated building?
It would be cheaper and easier to build that new hospital in St Helier, in and around St Helier. There are two options. They could build a new hospital on the car park of St Helier Hospital and ask Sutton Council to use the grass out the front across the road as a temporary car park, returning the old site back to green land so that there's no loss. Or alternatively, which is our preferred option, is to build a new hospital on that grassed area opposite, and then when it's finished, to demolish the current site and return it to grass. So we think it is cheaper and easier to build that hospital at St Helier. In fact, we know that to be a fact, even on NHS figures. But also, we believe it would be keeping the services where they are most needed.
Have you heard anything back? Are you expecting to hear anything back?
This is a fairly constant. We're kind of writing to them quite a lot and arguing our case. And, you know, we've argued it for the last 10, 20 years, and we're not about to go away. It is madness. NHS, great institution that it is, also runs a bit like the Red Army. So once they make a decision, they just carry on with it, even if logic suggests that it's a kind of really bizarre thing to do. I mean, on the money, I don't want to complicate this, but to build a new hospital on the Belmont site will cost £511 million plus another £80 million to build new renal services at St George's. So that is approximately £190 million more than the government want to spend. So not only are we taking services away from people who need them, but we're also would be treating the taxpayers' hard-earned money pretty casually when you could get a new hospital at St Helier for around £400 million, which is the government's target.
If it doesn't make sense to build it in Belmont because the need is around St Helier, Mitcham, Morden, then why are they doing it?
I think there are many reasons. I think some technical NHS reasons that they think that if they put the hospital in the middle of Epsom and St Helier, so Belmont, if it's geographically the middle, that it will please both. But the threat is it pleases neither. I also think there is an issue about supporting the Royal Marsden, which does amazing work by having the services there. But I would argue that the Marsden, by virtue of its brilliance, should have those services anyway. And they're trying to put too much on a really congested site. And I've already had residents living around the site contact me to say, you know, we don't want this here. You know, we don't want you to dig up our allotment, send blue flashing light ambulances up our narrow residential roads. We don't think it should be here. And I agree with them. And I think Paul Scully, who is their MP, should listen to them.